My name is Andrew Light, and the name of the piece is Anime Exquisite. The phrase or the term anime deals with contradictory notions of the self. It has a lot of definitions, but that's the one that I kind of gravitated towards. And so the piece in and of itself has kind of a contrapposto arrangement or composition, rather. And so the notion of uniqueness and kind of against the grain is what stuck in my mind as far as like when I was building it. And that gets back to a larger sense of when I'm building work, I don't necessarily start with a title. It has more to do with I build a piece, I start with a concept, and then I am constantly reading and absorbing materials in my personal life. And a lot of times that stuff comes into what's happening in the studio, which is how the title of this piece came about. I was building a thing and responding to forms and shapes in the studio, and then the word anime came into my understanding of the broader world, and it kind of got stuck onto this piece. It resonated with the general energy of where this project was going. And so language is a big thing, and it's useful for titles in the sense that we're not beholden to a strict interpretation of it, and that words mean a lot of things to a lot of people. And so we can kind of like generally like throw a word at something and create a phrase, which then creates an opportunity for a broad spectrum of an audience to come in and have an experience of the piece. And then through language, have a different level of an experience. All that kind of contributes to a resonance. This piece is built out of stainless steel, and prior to beginning construction of it, I had done an artisan residency at the University of Whitewater in Wisconsin. And at the conclusion of that residency, the head of the sculpture department there at the time, Teresa Lind, offered that we could go to a scrapyard. So that part of Wisconsin, there are fabrication organizations that are dedicated to servicing brewing, dairy, and chemical industries. So a lot of stainless steel. So we go to the scrapyard and I load the truck up and all kinds of like super fun shapes and materials and things like that. And they sent me on my way. And then what happened is that I had this shape that I was particularly drawn to. And I split that in half, and that becomes the bell-shaped elements that compose the base. And actually, the whole thing started from me wanting to explore topographies and the way that foundations and interactions with the ground happen. And then from there, once that bottom section was constructed, a lot of drawings happened and other kind of like musings about like, okay, cool, what happens from here? And then let that happen. And it actually sat, I made a shelf in the studio and set that thing up there and let it set for 6 weeks and just let it marinate. And then from there, I was able to come back and like kind of other things came into the studio, other scrap materials. And so the whole piece was actually driven by a response to found objects and found materials. And it's a very organic process in that way. The thing about metals and working in metals as an artist is that they come with an inherent lineage. All of these things were built for a purpose. And as an artist, as a sculptor, I am usurping that. It is a revolutionary act to take a material and use it against its purpose, right? So some engineer somewhere has been paid, and some, you know, group of men or women has been paid to produce this thing. And then it has been cast off. It has been deemed a surplus or whatever. Whatever the process of coming to that material is. And it has a history and has an intent. And it has a lineage to it that creates within it a cultural syntax. And we as a society are going to say, that's a wheel. That's a gear. That's a this or that. And so as an artist, to be able to come to that material and say, okay, cool, I recognize this. There is a level of understanding here. There is a cultural resonance present in this material. There's a material syntax within our society that is a framework for me to operate in. And so with Anime Exquisite, the bell piece on the bottom features a large flange with holes in it. And that in and of itself creates the context for that object. And it speaks to use. It speaks to purpose. What is that purpose? I don't know. But as an audience member, as a viewer, my experience has been I'm creating an opportunity for inroads, for people to see things, for people to bring their own experience and their own understandings of their material world to that art object, which is, for me, as somebody who is focused mostly on abstract figuration and formalist work, that creates an inroads for Joe Schmo on the street to come in and say, oh, I recognize that. I have a similarity with that. That's part of my world, right? And so, because that's one of the things is, for me personally, like to create a context with my audience. You know, the work is what it is, but by the same token, it turns on that much. If there's a similarity, if there's a frequency of resonance in the audience, and what is that going to be? I don't know. But to create that, an opportunity for that, for people to come and have an experience of the work and find joy in it, or hopefully curiosity or a sense of awe, that's when the work becomes successful. And so finding found objects like that is awesome. It's wonderful, and it's rare, because I have a pile of stuff at the studio in various states of decay and being cast off. And at a certain point, it falls in on you. It's like, all right, time to go to the scrapyard. But those elements, when you're dealing in highly abstracted forms, that's where we create an opening for the man on the street, the woman on the street, to have an access point. Because not everybody's really trained in like high art theory and all this existential thought that, you know, you can couch modern art in. And so, like, from an egalitarian standpoint, like, and a goal of reaching as many people as possible, regardless of background, you know, that's where these kind of elements become very attractive. With this piece and all pieces, my goal is that the consumer, the audience member, is going to be able to come to the project and explore it visually and have a sense of wonder and awe that leads them to a further examination of the piece. I know that's kind of a convoluted way to look at it, but ultimately, like, I want somebody to stop and have an aesthetic moment on the street. My name is Andrew Light. The name of the piece is Ennemie Exquisite.